Dave Rowntree on XFM. XFM.
Thanks very much to Danielle, who I've just said thanks very much to in the flesh. That's the magical world of radio. My name's Dave Rowntree. I'll be with you for the next hour, and I've gone slightly obscure this week. Got music from La Tigra, The Roaches, and Matthew Sweet, among others. But to balance it out, I'm going to play you some massive indie classics, starting off with New Order and True Faith.
I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day
Roundtree on XFM.
Matty Sweet with Divine Intervention. Talking about famous mates, we weren't, but I am now. I used to know the drummer. I'm here with researcher George. George, how are you doing? It was Valentine's Day last Friday.
It was.
Under a week ago, so we can still talk about it. Did you get any cards?
I did. I got the one card from my girlfriend. I think it was from her because she handed it to me. So. Could have been a double bluff. You never know.
I got just the one too. I used to get one from my girlfriend and one from my mum. I guess my mum doesn't love me anymore.
Oh.
But I did get... as it turned out, a Valentine's text. It wasn't a Valentine's tweet. Sorry, it wasn't on Valentine's Day. It was on Valentine's Eve. Do you want to hear it? It was from Panty Lie, it said.
Panty Lie, nah,
or just... no, lie, as in not the truth.
Okay.
It said, poor Dave Roundtree, everyone in Blur is so cute, and then there's him.
That's not nice.
With a sad face.
That's even worse, isn't it? It's not abuse. She actually feels genuinely sorry.
I know. Anyway, couldn't resist retweeting it, so I retweeted it. On the one hand, I thought it'd just be funny to retweet it. On the other hand, I kind of hoped people might leap to my defence. But anyway, Jessica Alexandra replied, "I love you, Dave. I don't care if you're handsome or not."
That at least leaves it open. She's not saying you're not. She's just saying she doesn't care.
To which Panty Lie replied, saying, "I just don't think he's cute, but that doesn't make him any less important to the band, or any less amazing a musician." And finally, she kicked it off in response to somebody else, saying, "I think it's a perfect example of looks don't matter because regardless of his appearance, I love him and his work in Blur." From the hideously disfigured Dave Rowntree, I think the most appropriate song that I could think of to end that segment forever, it's Ride and Leave Them All Behind.
Dave Roundtree. XFM.
Got by feeling at the back of the church, feeling wilder on your brow with its healing. It hurts at first, a sharpish pain that returns as a thought that the needle in your skin won't bring you closer to God. And I watch as your hand turns full circle. I'm hopeless with no coffee and a medical text. It's too easy knowing life from blowing off the rest. And the riddles in the pages leave it too much to guess. And the worry cracks a fracture from your hip to your chest. As I watch as your hand turns full circle.
I'm Dave Roundtree. That was Half Moon Run with the really, really beautiful Full Circle. Half Moon Run, of course, on tour this year. On July the 11th, they're playing Liverpool, the Liverpool Uni Montford Hall. I think it should be De Montford Hall, shouldn't it? And on the 12th, they're playing London Hyde Park, supporting Neil Young, where I shall be on July the 12th. After the break, music from La Tigra and the radio phenomenon that is Two of a Kind.
Dave Roundtree on XFM.
XFM.
Every day, I can see you.
of XFM. I'm Dave Rowntree. That was Le Tigre with Decepticon from the 1999 album Le Tigre. And I'm here with researcher George Still. He's still sitting here. George, Decepticon apparently is a faction in the Transformers universe. Do you know who the leader of the Decepticon faction is?
Barbara Streisand.
It ought to be, but no, it's Megatron.
Close.
George, you're here to play two of a kind. I'm going to play you two tracks that are connected in some way. And you, yes, you have to guess the connection. And the first one is a personal favourite of mine, Soon by My Bloody Valentine.
We'll be right back.
FM. Dave Rowntree on XFM.
Jack White with 16 Saltines. Before that, My Bloody Valentine with Soon. I'm Dave Rowntree. This is XFM. I'm here with Researcher George. We're playing Two of a Kind. I've just played two tracks that are connected in some way. And George, you have to guess the connection between them. I'm going to give you three clues. Clue one, it's the best Two of a Kind in the world. I know, it's a terrible clue, but it's quite clever, as you'll see when you know the answer.
Yes, it's usually handy for the clues to be helpful rather than clever after the result.
I know, it's like having a punchline for a joke. You don't want to just flag the punchline at the start.
It's just there's a danger of smugness.
Yeah.
And we always try and avoid that on this show.
When you say we, you mean you.
Steady. Right, I've got no idea. That didn't mean anything to me.
Clue two, Guinness is good for you. It's the greatest Two of a Kind, the best Two of a Kind in the world. Guinness is good for you.
Can you give me, come on, have you got any clues that aren't just clever clues?
Okay, clue three, it's to do with world records. You see what I'm doing?
Oh, wow,
it all makes sense.
Guinness World Records.
Yes. Okay, but what to do with them?
Is it to do with the shortest gigs ever?
Well, it's to do with failed world record claims, basically. You're absolutely right. Jack White, in fact, tried to claim the record for the shortest gig of all time. He said the claim was rejected by the Guinness World Record people, the Guinness Book of Records, saying they didn't think whatever we did was interesting enough to make it a record. I don't know why they get to decide that, but, you know, they own the book. That is fair enough.
That is fair enough, yeah.
And My Bloody Valentine fans claimed that they were the loudest band in the world after volumes at a gig topped 134 decibels. But unfortunately, the Guinness Book of Records had dropped the category because it promoted deafness.
You can't do anything now.
So do you think there are any other bands that hold world records?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I could tell just by the tone with which you asked that question.
And by the frequency with which I asked that question after only Two of a Kind.
Yeah,
you're right. Paramore hold the world record for actually setting the most world records in a music video. The video is called Ain't It Fun, and in it they set 10 world records. The fastest time to smash 30 guitars with clocks. The most feathers caught in 30 seconds, which was actually about 7. Was that a world record? The most vinyl records broken in 1 minute. Now, that one I can imagine. The longest time spinning a record on a finger. The fastest time to run through 10 banners. Most cartwheels in 10 seconds wearing boots. Is that a world record? My personal favourite, the fastest time to run backwards for 30 feet while holding stuffed animals.
That's pretty good. What about, do they do the longest, most drawn out two of a kind link?
This is Radiohead with everything in its right place. This is XFM. I'm Dave Rowntree. That was Radiohead with Everything in Its Right Place. For the for those who've been listening attentively, that's 3 Radiohead songs in 7 shows, giving a Radiohead ratio of 0.42857 recurring. So I'm going to plot that on a graph. Coming up, music from Ian Dury and Supergrass.
Dave Rowntree on XFM. XFM. I'm blue. Dave Rowntree on XFM.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me.
I'm Dave Rowntree, this is XFM. That was Ian Drury, Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. Of course, before that, The Roaches. Ian Drury, as it turns out, I did see him playing live once in 1984. He played Jubilee Gardens, and I got there and I heard they were playing an Ian Drury record. I thought, that's a funny thing to do before an Ian Drury gig, but anyway, I thought, I've got a bit of time, went to the bar, got a drink, went back, and it turned out it wasn't a record, it was Ian Drury playing. It was that good, I mistook it for the record. But there we are. That's my Ian Drury story. Don't have another. I'm still with researcher George.
I want another.
I just don't have one. Sorry, mate. Game two, George.
Yes.
Apparently it's called vocabulary.
It's vocabulary.
Vocabulary.
Blurlary.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you might not know this, but tomorrow is International Mother Language Day.
Of course I know
that. Which is, you did know that. I thought you did. It's an annual celebration of linguistic and cultural diversity.
I know.
So I thought I'd mark the occasion with a game called Vocabulary. What I've done is translate the titles of some Blur songs into different languages, and you, in your multicultural wisdom, have to decipher them. Now, to make it a bit more difficult...
OK, because we want it to be a bit more difficult.
I'm going to unsettle you by wearing this fluffy hat.
for the listener, he's just put on something that looks like, I don't know, a dead ferret. The really unsettling thing about it was when he put it on his head, a pen fell out. It looked like its skeleton falling out or something.
Right, the first one is in French. Chanson de. Chanson de.
All right, well, I'm going to have a guess at that one.
Yeah.
Song two.
It is. Song two, correct. The second one is German. Sonntag, Sonntag.
Okay, we'll go with Sunday, Sunday for that one.
It is correct.
8 years I learned German at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
This one is Swedish.
Okay.
Slutet arvet århundrade.
Okay, I think I'm going to need a clue. Slutet is...
No, the clue is in the last word. Århundrade. What is 100? 100 years? What would that be?
It's end of the century.
End of a century.
Very good. See, you're a genius.
Well, come on.
You should go into translating things into Swedish.
I should.
That's brilliant.
I should. Now, the last one is Russian. Distancia dolya birga bolshenyet.
Distancia being the...
Yes.
Distance left to right.
Yeah.
There we are. A brilliant, brilliant game. What have I won?
I'm going to literally take my hat off to you.
I never described that. That was filthy. This is Supergrass pumping on your stereo. This is XFM. That was Supergrass pumping on your stereo. I'm Dave Rowntree. Now, one thing I didn't mention when we discussed Valentine's before, we do Valentine's presents in my house.
Huh.
Guess what I got for a Valentine's present to cap it all, to add injury to injury.
Go on.
Probably will cause injury. I got an exercise bike.
I got an exercise bike last week.
Got given one?
I bought myself one.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a proper masochist then. Have you been on it?
I have, and there's something I've noticed something very odd about it.
Right.
Right? It's got reflectors on the pedals. Why? Why?
Answers on a postcard, please, or tweet them to @XFM. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Researcher George. We'll see you this time next week. Dave Rowntree on XFM. XFM.